the way okra is too. I don't like okra.
Yeah, it's slimy. My husband will not touch it. I like it. I like okra okay. It doesn't bother me if it's slimy. You know, I like it fried. You know, you cut it up and...
Hey, by the way, talking about something like that, do you like oysters?
Yeah.
Boy, I'm crazy about oysters. I can eat about 7 of them raw with lemon juice and ketchup, then about 3 dozen fried.
Oh, wow.
My most enjoyable oyster supper was in Dayton, you know where Dayton, Texas is, east of Houston, about 40 miles. Okay, the gymnastic club at the school gets an oyster fry every February. And years ago when I was there the first time, it was $1.50, eat all you want. Ooh, I must have ate 4 dozen.
$1.50, wow.
Now it would be probably 2.50, eat all you want. So later on, I went to Cleveland, Texas, and had an oyster fry there in the Catholic Church, and it was only $2. Eat all you want.
Mm.
Well, I sure did.
That's great. You know, you've got stuff like that down here that we don't have up in North Texas.
Oh, yes. I agree to that. Sure. Oh, yes. Every locality has different ideas, different ways of doing things.
Yeah. What all kinds of seafood can you get here?
Well, I haven't paid much attention to it because they're expensive. Oysters, shrimp, and maybe catfish, maybe, that's some fish. That other fish besides, I don't know because I don't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I think a pint of oysters costs around $1.50 now. It used to be 50 cents.
That's expensive.
Sure it is.
What do you call those little things that you find in a stream? They've got little pinchers like this. You find them in a freshwater stream.
Oh, is that a swimming deal or a crawling thing?
I think they do both. I think they swim mostly, but they can crawl out on rocks. Little, not this one.
Yeah. Crawfish? Crabs?
Is that what you used to call them?
I don't know, because I didn't pay my attention to that.
Uh-huh. We used to go out and catch them with a piece of bacon, you know, on a string, and they'd grab that bacon, you know, and haul them in.
Well,
but they'll pinch you if you're not careful.
Yeah. Yeah, I see. Well, I call them crawfish.
Okay. What do you call those little things that grow up in the yard after rain?
Toadstools.
Okay, can you eat those?
No. Oh, that's poison. There's two things, toadstools and mushrooms. Uh-huh. No mushrooms you can eat, but the hound, the devil, will like us tell the difference.
Yeah, right.
My son, the one you met, he had a party last night at his house, and they had mushrooms there. I ate one of them. I don't see what's so wonderful about them. It's like an avocado. I don't like them either.
Yeah, it's sort of a light.
That's an odd taste.
Uh-huh. Yeah, not much taste.
It's bland, very, very bland.
Yeah, that's true. What do you call those things that people smoke?
Cigarettes, cigars, pipes.
Yeah. Did you ever smoke?
Over 20 years.
Oh, wow.
I haven't smoked now in 2 years and 2 weeks.
That's great.
Yeah, I know, 2 years and 3 weeks. I started with a cigarette every morning after, I didn't smoke much around here, but in Houston. Every morning after breakfast, one cigarette.
Uh-huh.
And when I wound up here, before going to the hospital, I smoked over 2 packs a day.
Wow.
And the doctor says smoking didn't cause you trouble, but it'd be nice if you could quit it.
Uh-huh.
I just quit like that.
Wow. I'm impressed.
14 years ago, I got a big retroactive Social Security check, and they said, I went to the Social Security office in Houston and said, I haven't got this check coming. How come did I get it? Oh, yes, you got it coming. Take it and cash and have a good time. Good time to devil. I'm going to the hospital for a checkup. And he found nothing wrong with me. And they had a doctor said, I quit smoking. He said, no, I'll smoke all you want. I wish the hell he would have told me to quit. I could have quit just like this.
I can't believe you just quit. You just didn't smoke anymore.
Then my oldest daughter smokes a whole lot. She said, Daddy, how did you quit? Nothing to it. Just simply quit.
Just quit. Some people have so much trouble.
Of course, having the lung taken out, I made up my mind. If that is the cause, I'm going to quit now, but that was done too late, because now I don't miss my lung, because I will admit I can't do what I want to do. And then what helped ruin me, too, was my spine collapsing. So, because now it doesn't bother me, I'm getting along fine, but still I can't do what I used to do.
Yeah.
And besides, age has...